This podcast is brought to you by Gempler's Farm and Home Store, family owned and based right here in Wisconsin. Shop Gempler's.com for winter workwear from Carhartt, Patagonia, and more. Clothing and footwear orders of $50 or more ship free with free returns every day. Visit the deals page at Gempler's.com for more offers. Welcome to the Moses Organic Farming Podcast. This is Chuck from Moses. Today, we've got another growing wellness training for you. Monica McConkie, who grew up on a farm and is now a licensed professional counselor, a rural mental health specialist, and a consultant, shared some ways to take care of yourself, breaking it down into four areas: social, biophysical, psychological, and spiritual. Let's get to it.
Tonight, you're going to be speaking with us about nurturing protective factors for mental health. Do you want to sort of give me some more background on what that means?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the thing with agriculture is that so much of what we deal with is outside of our control, right? Weather, prices, just a whole gamut of things that we can't change and have no control over. Regulatory things, interest rates, although they're really good right now, and sometimes they're not. So it's important that we focus on the things that we can control. And one of the things that we can control are building protective factors around ourselves that help us get through times of stress and times of adversity. And that's something everybody can do. Everybody has control over building protective factors around themselves. And so that's what we're going to talk about. Okay, so again, for the next 15, 20 minutes, we're going to talk just about four different areas in our lives that we can work to build protective factors that helps us gain mental resilience. We'll talk more about what that means. So just a few snapshots of me as a kid and me on the farm. I tell people my claim to fame is that I was 1987 Minnesota milking shorthorn queen, as evidenced in the black and white photo. And when I'm by live audiences or with live audiences, they often clap for me, and I assure them I was the only one in the running. So there was like no competition. So I should have won. I better have won. But no, I grew up on a farm. My brother, sister, and I were very involved in all things farming. We had our animals. We were in 4-H and FFA and out with our parents on the farm. So it was just an amazing experience that I think has served me well moving into this role. So we're going to talk about mental resilience. And mental resilience is defined as the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly. And then beyond that, it's promoting personal assets and protecting yourself from the potential negative effects of stressors. So to put that just in real language, resilience is our ability to go through something really tough, something that we often have no control over, something that might be traumatic or very stressful, and we can get through that and return to our normal functioning, or on an even brighter note, resilience means we learn and grow from that difficult time. And we can learn things about ourselves. We can learn things about the way we handle stress. And so we come out of it actually stronger and able to handle upcoming stressors better. So one analogy I like to use when I talk about resilience as a whole is a palm tree. You know, when it's really storming and the winds are really blowing, those palm trees usually don't snap off, but they bend and then they come back to their original shape. And one really unique feature of a palm tree as well is some varieties are designed that they allow their whole tops to be snapped off, like all the palm fronds. And that's just a good visual of what it means to let go. So when things are really hard, there's some things that we need to let go of in order to survive and move on. So I won't get into the palm tree thing too much in this talk, but it's just a good analogy to resilience and coming back after difficult times. So when we talk about what we can do in light of either preparing for difficult times or when we're going through times of stress, is to really intentionally build and nourish protective factors around ourselves. And I'm going to talk about four areas of protective factors, and we'll talk through each one, what they mean and what it could look like. So biophysical, this is one that is probably very well known to all of us. Biophysical protective factors means taking care of our physical selves. So eating the right kind of foods, eating healthy foods, nourishing our body, drinking water and liquids. And I talk to my groups and ask them, are you drinking more than coffee, pop, beer? You know, are you hydrating yourself with good water and milk and things like that? So it's meeting our basic needs. It's sleep, it's exercise, it's our healthcare. If we have to seek out healthcare from a healthcare professional to have help with a certain issue we're dealing with, it's taking care of that. If we are taking medication or supplements, it's taking those as prescribed or as recommended. And so it's that very basic needs level of eating, sleeping, being healthy. It is amazing though, in times of stress, how we can neglect this part of our care. And we often will work to caretake others or other things around us prior to caretaking ourselves. So first step is building that biophysical protective factor. Second step is a social protective factor. You know, the most resilient people, people who have gone through issues and come out on the other side stronger and more resilient, rarely do they ever go it alone. They have a support group and they have a support system that they can go to and that they can rely on. And a support system can look a million different ways. It's as individual as the person themselves. So a support system can be family, but sometimes our families aren't our support systems. Sometimes they don't feed our souls in a positive way, but sometimes they are our primary support system. It can be friends, it can be peers. So a group like this, where you have other folks that are doing the same kind of work that you're doing in agriculture or mental health or whatever field you're coming from, they can be your support system. But the most important thing is that you have one and that you know that they are accessible to you when you need to use them and lean on them. One issue that we often see in agriculture is the reality that we're very isolated at times. So whether it's because of the geography of the operation we're on, or that we're just spending so much time working in isolation on our farms that we don't have that interaction with other people. And that can get very difficult. And so we need to be sure that we have a good support system developed and feed that social protective factor that we as humans really are built for in some form or fashion. And then we have the psychological protective factor. And when I work with farmers and ranchers, this is what I spend the majority of our time on. And psychological protective factor is really all about intentionally monitoring your thinking. It's about monitoring your emotions. It's learning the direct connection between your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, or how that plays out. And a lot of when we're in a occupation where a lot of the things that we're dealing with are outside of our control or are uncertain, we're dependent on the weather, for example, we find we spend a lot of our thinking time on those uncontrollables. And so to shift that and focus our thinking on things that we're grateful for, on things that we can control, on our plans, on our to-do list, on our forecasting, or our strategic planning, all of the things that keep us moving forward. Another very common issue I help farmers with is they spend a lot of time on regret, that if only this would have worked last year, this, I have farmers that honestly talk about regret for decisions made 10, 20 years ago. And they hold on to that and think, oh, if only this would have been different then, I wouldn't be in the position I am now. So part of it is letting go and being present and working with where we are now on what you are able to control. And then the last one is spiritual protective factors. And I feel like farmers and growers, producers are some of the most spiritual people that I've ever met, because to do that kind of work takes a lot of faith. And whether it's faith in, you know, when I put the seed in the ground, it's going to come up. When I'm working with this livestock, it's, you know, they're going to produce the way they need to, or whatever the area of agriculture is. And so by spiritual protective factor, I don't mean sitting in church every Sunday, because that's a religion, right? That's religious. Spiritual is more about what defines your mission in life. What defines your purpose in life? What do you see as a above yourself? So whether it's how you serve others, or a belief in something larger than yourself, your value system, all of those things feed into building your spiritual self or your spiritual protective factors. And so when, again, during very difficult times, I see kind of extremes in both ways. People either abandon their spiritual beliefs or what they had clung on to initially, or they really gravitate toward it to help them get through that difficult time. But unfortunately, a lot of times it's lost because they've lost hope. And so they often leave that spiritual base that they have grown or that they have known. And so it's important that we revisit that, and each of us look at what feeds our soul, what helps us intrinsically through beliefs in life and higher power, or however you believe spiritually. So those are the four protective factors. The question is, how do I know when I need help? And it can, because sometimes it's not like we wake up one day and say, oh, I need help building my psychological protective factor. It's usually not that simple, that we just know that we're struggling, that we're angry, that we're tired, that we're sad, whatever. We get the emotions we're feeling. Sometimes we get the thoughts. Sometimes if we're coping in negative ways, that might stand out. But it's looking intentionally at what are you noticing about yourselves? How is it impacting your daily functioning? So is something happening for you that's interrupting your ability to get through your day, to meet your goals, to be the person that you want to be? What is holding you back from that? Is it that you're isolated and alone, so you need to build that social protective factor? Is it that your thoughts are really just becoming very negative, or you have constant repetitive worries or anxiety running through your mind? Then it would be really looking at and building that psychological protective factor. Are you not sleeping? Are you having difficulty with general health, medical health? Because that's really the base that everything else is built on. It's hard to think positive when our physical health is struggling, or we haven't eaten, or we haven't drank water, or we haven't slept. So it's really looking at what are you experiencing through your thoughts, your feelings, that is going to guide you into what area you need to work on as far as protective factors. And then most importantly, you know, through all of that is really talking with someone that you trust that can help you maybe sort through very confusing or conflictual or overwhelming circumstances to help kind of give it some order. Sometimes when we say it out loud, it helps just by virtue of saying it, that we're thinking through it enough to verbally say it. It helps us gain awareness. Even if that other person just listens, if they're just a listening ear, it can help us sort things out in our own mind.
Thanks to Monica McConkie for speaking and answering our questions. We've put Monica's contact information in the show notes so you can get in touch with her. Thanks to NCRCER for funding this work through a partnership grant. If you want to join Growing Wellness, follow the link in the show notes to sign up. Our next meeting is November 17th. The bulk of our meetings is sharing and reflecting on what we've just learned about. This week, we talked about the things we do to take care of ourselves and ask questions about how other people have overcome some of the particular things that we've struggled with. The discussion part is really the meat on the bones of the meetings, and I found it to be really encouraging and really helpful in a lot of ways towards making myself more resilient. I hope you can make it to one in the near future. Thank you for listening to the Moses Organic Farming Podcast. Moses educates farmers in sustainable and organic agriculture. Call the Organic Answer Line to ask a specialist about organic farming and certification at 888-90-MOSES or visit mosesorganic.org/ask. Check out our patron sponsor, Gemplers, at gemplers.com. Our theme song is Summer Fields by The Tenements. If you have a minute, please rate and review our show in your podcast app. It helps people find the show. Thanks again for listening.